Not ready to make nice, not ready to back down, still not ready to back down. This is Michael Herzog,
The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And today is Thursday, the 12th day of April, 2007. It's getting real close to that tax deadline coming up the 17th. A couple of announcements. As again, I mentioned the Freedom to Fascism free tapes that I've been sending out, I've put on hold simply because I haven't been able to get anybody to burn off some more. When that happens, I'll put the announcement back on again and allow you guys to send me an email, and I'll send you out another one. Okay, let's see. Don't forget the truck out. It's coming the 23rd to the 25th of April. All the truckers out there, if you know a trucker, tell them about it. Hang a bulletin on the bulletin board at the local truck stop to surround the Capitol building, or if you can't get to the federal Capitol, the state Capitol. Guests, today I have got, and this is a repeat appearance by Rosalind Peterson, and we're going to talk about the plumes. Used to call them chemtrails. Don't do that anymore because it's they classify us as conspiracy theorists if we say the word chemtrails. So she has taught me to say plumes or contrails. I had her up originally when I first started on the network, and I only had an hour. And what happened was she wasn't even able to get through half of what she wanted to say, and the phone lines were just loaded. So I thought I'd have her up again and kind of give an overview of what she talked about before and then go into the rest of what her report was. And I'll open up the phone lines for telephone calls, and you guys can feel free to ask her any questions about it that you like. Coming up tomorrow, I have got Judy Andreas, going to chat with her. She's a lovely lady, writes for Rents.com, and has a book called Judaisms, which there's a couple of high points in that book I wanted to ask her about. Next week, Monday, I've got Robert Clarkson coming on. I thought that was appropriate, being it's close to that tax deadline. I thought I'd have Robert on, and we'd talk a little bit about taxes and tax liens, which fascinates me. I know that those are phantoms. If anybody's ever had a tax lien placed in a credit bureau, it seems an impossibility to get out, and I guess Robert has the answer for us. Now, yesterday I had read an article regarding the this legislation that Dennis Kucinich had proposed, H.R. 808, and I read through the article, but I'm not the expert on it. I was handed the article about, 20 minutes before I went on the air, and I just kind of scanned through it. But Ted Pike is an expert on it. I called him just before airtime yesterday and didn't get a hold of him. I got a hold of him last night. He called me back, and I'm going to have him on Wednesday, and he's going to go through and outline that for us in detail to tell us how that will affect us. That should be a great show. Don't miss it. Got Alan Watt coming on next week as well. He'll be on Friday. That's the fellow that has www.cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I believe it was Dean that called in and directed me to Cutting Through the Matrix. I went in there, found out I'd already been in there, and I thought I'd just get a hold of Alan and have him on the air and let him talk about maybe some of these foreign troops that are on our soil, and another number of other interesting issues that are on his website. He has a radio show as well, I think. So that should be an interesting guy to have up. I've got a whole bunch of stuff here. Got a break coming up. Tell you what, not going to get into this. When I get back, I'll have Rosalind Peterson, and we'll go into the plumes again. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas at republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. See ya in three.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And again, we're going to go in and discuss this plume situation again. As I said, I had Rosalind Peterson on a few weeks ago, and we were shortened by time constraints, and they've extended my show to 2 hours. So I thought I'd have her back so she can finish what she had started, and we'll take some more calls, and I won't have to be so abrupt with the callers this time. So without any further ado, let's introduce Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind, are you with me?
I sure am. Hello.
Hi. Listen, my computer is down. They came in and they pulled the computer out of my office. I was going to pull up your website so I could refer to it, and unfortunately I'm unable to do that. So I want you to give out the website to all the listeners. And for those new listeners and people who haven't heard you before, give them a little bit of background on you, okay? So, are you still currently with the United States Department of Agriculture?
No, I'm a former employee of the California State Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
And I served there in various capacities, one of which was an agricultural crop loss adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have worked as an agricultural technologist for Mendocino County, and I worked for some of the various offices for the Farm Service Agency, Agricultural Stabilization and Conservation Service. So I've done that for several years in various capacities, working in agriculture. I was born and raised in Northern California on a working farm, where we had walnuts, apples, pears, peaches, lots of crops, pears, and then we had some wheat crops and strawberry crops. So there's been a variety of things that the family farm was involved in for many years. So my background is mostly agriculture, and I speak from that perspective most of the time. What I want to say is that you can feel free to go to my website, which is California Sky Watch. You can go to my email, which is info@californiaskywatch.com, and you can email me anytime, or you can call me at 707-485-7520. On my website, you will find additional information about me and also about some of the projects I'm involved with at this time.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to start from scratch and just kind of give the listeners an overview of what we were talking about last time I had you up. But before I do that, I want to ask you a question. Are you aware that I've got an article here that I just pulled, and I saved it for you. And the title is Chemtrail Sunscreen Taught in U.S. Schools. Have you seen that?
Not specifically. I've heard about it because a few people have referenced it. But, yes, I have heard references to it, and I was going to be actually researching more information about that, the sunscreen that they're talking about. But I'm sure that what it is the geoengineering plan to in other words, reflect more sunlight back into space and have less direct sunlight hitting the Earth in order to cool the Earth.
Okay.
So my guess is that that's what this is about, but I haven't had a direct copy of it, no.
Well, I just one sentence out of it I'll read. It says, the chemtrails section is found in the Centerpoint Learning Science 1 Essential Interactions Science book under Solutions for Global Warming. Section 519 features a photo of a big multi-jet sporting familiar orange-red paint scheme. Interesting, isn't it? So they're putting it, they're putting it in the students' school books now. And, of course,
yeah.
And full of propaganda, as we know. But anyway, go ahead. Okay, let's start from scratch here. Let's go into the testing. How's that? They're doing testing, right? I mean, what's killing the crops here?
Okay, well, let me kind of go and just give a little overview. First of all, what we're discussing today is the persistent jet contrails, which, according to NASA, turn into man-made clouds, different kinds of cirrus clouds, different cloud formations, and which can persist for days. One particular plume, NASA noted in a recent program, lasted for over 20 hours that they studied, and they don't know why. This is something new that they're studying since about 1995, I'm sure. And what happens is that we have a lot of their documents and we have a lot of NASA's studies in hand which say that these man-made clouds produce these climate change. They produce a warming effect on the Earth. In other words, it exacerbates global warming, according to NASA.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is that, and what we're seeing all over, is we're not seeing deep blue sunny skies anymore. We're not getting direct sunlight. If you don't have direct sunlight hitting the Earth, grasses, plants, all the things that we depend on for crops won't grow and produce properly because the plants need energy to grow. And through a process of photosynthesis, this direct sunlight gives these plants energy to grow strong and tall and produce crops. And if you have this cirrus cloud layers and these man-made clouds, they impact the sun's ability to reach the Earth. And in some cases, we believe that they're having a direct impact on crop production and also rangeland grasses, especially here in California, which are really stunted, even though we've had enough rainfall in our area. The grasses aren't growing this year, and that's because we've only had 5 clear days without jet contrails, and there are persistent man-made clouds and white haze here. And so when you start to reduce the ability of, in other words, sunlight to reach the Earth, then you have these types of problems. In addition, we have a lot of people who call themselves geoengineers, who want to modify our climate to apparently reduce global warming. But they want to modify the climate by putting up different chemicals like sulfur, which is a human health hazard, but like sulfur into the atmosphere to reflect more sunlight back into space.
Mm-hmm.
On November 20th, 2006, there was a meeting I attended at Stanford University. And a professor, Ken Caldiero, was there and had a group of geoengineers speak at that time about this subject. And what they said is they had all these plans. They had plans to put screens up in the air, to put dirt like ash from that would come out of when you burn wood. There's an ash byproduct. put ash and other things into the air above us into the atmosphere, and then they wanted to reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth. But we think here on the ground that there's already a huge reduction, which has been referred to in Channel 9 programs like NOVA, talking about global dimming. And they're seeing a sharp increase in global dimming, where less sunlight is reaching the Earth, since about the late 1980s. There's a sharp increase. So we're already dimming the planet with persistent jet contrails, man-made clouds, and now these scientists are saying, well, we want to geoengineer some more reduction of sunlight reaching the Earth. But when we raise the issue about crop production, we raise the issue about it's already being dimmed, they don't want to talk about that because they have all these multi-million-dollar plans set to go, and what they're looking for is Congress to be rushed into a global warming crisis so that they'll vote for some of these plans without considering the impact on crops and human health and some other things from a lack of direct sunlight. We know that rickets, for example, which is a lack of vitamin D, has now been showing up in children in the same types of rates that were seen in children who worked in the coal mines in the United States in our early history. So it's becoming problematic that we're beginning to dim the planet already with a lack of sunlight, and yet all of these programs are starting to be implemented and ongoing. In other words, to change the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth, we don't think this is always a good idea.
Okay, a quick thing. I need some clarity here. At the onset, you were talking about, you know, the spraying that's being done is actually causing global warming, trapping the sun or trapping the heat, in the atmosphere or whatever. But then on the flip side of that, these scientists, these geoengineers are talking about reducing using this to reduce global warming. I mean, I'm a little confused here because, you know, the agenda that, you know, if you bring Al Gore into the picture or whatever, there's this big to-do mainstream media about global warming, and ultimately it's for a global tax. Does this have anything to do with that?
Well, two things. There's three subjects you have. I'll explain. First,
okay.
Persistent jet contrails that leave these man-made clouds, white haze, and all these things, according to NASA, exacerbate global warming.
Right.
So instead of our legislators and the people in charge looking at this picture and saying, look, if these persistent contrails and all of these things that are happening in our skies, man-made clouds, haze, and all this, is warming us up, then how come we're not dealing with that problem? Why are we talking to geoengineers who want to put something else into the atmosphere to add to this problem to reduce global warming? In other words, why don't we look at the problem itself and start to use technology to take care of the problem rather than to add more chemicals and more things into the atmosphere that'll reduce more sunlight without knowing the synergistic effects? So there's different groups. There's the geoengineering group that wants to save us because they want to put more in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
There's the jet contrails now that have all of a sudden started to leave these persistent jet contrails that impact global warming. And we didn't have this. So you have to understand that jet contrails prior to 1980 didn't persist for days, for 20 hours, and go to over 4,000 square kilometers for just one persistent contrail. We never saw anything like this when we were growing up.
Right. Let me stop you there, Rosalind. We have to take a break, okay? We'll continue with that thought when we get back. This is Michael Herzog with my guest Rosalind Peterson, The American Awakening, and republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, see you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you with the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening and my special guest Rosalind Peterson talking about plumes and contrails. Short segment coming up. We were on the subject of we didn't have this problem when we were growing up. Rosalind, go ahead and continue.
Yes. When I was growing up, we were dependent on the weather for agricultural crop production. And when it wasn't raining here, we had these deep, clear blue skies. And as time passed, even though more jets began to be seen, but not very often over Mendocino County where I live, we never saw persistent jet contrails. A contrail was a rarity if one saw one at all, and it usually was short. And if there was any sign of it, it dissipated relatively quickly. But when we started to get into the late 1980s, then all of a sudden there was a change. And going back to pictures, historical and current pictures of our county, we never had anything that persisted or looked like the almost two dozen different types of persistent contrail plumes. They're distinct types. And these man-made clouds and the white haze was never present. So there was a difference in humidity. There was a difference in that is now produced by these persistent jet contrails. And also there was an extreme difference in temperature because now we have varying temperatures because the persistent jet contrails change our climate here. But we never saw these before, and people around the world have called and said they never had persistent jet contrails before that persisted and turned into the man-made clouds. So there's been a change, and I think that the government agencies want us to believe that these persistent jet contrails have always been with us. But we're talking about jet engines and the history of the jet engine. There weren't any big commercial airlines traveling that used jets in World War II. There were only a few handful of jet airplanes at all in operation, and none, to my knowledge, ever saw combat in World War II. So when they go back and they tell you about persistent contrails always being with us, then that's not true, because we didn't start to see them until really the late 1980s. And that's when they talk about global warming started to increase. That's when they started to talk about other problems with white haze in our skies. And I just wanted to read you something from a NASA press release, number 04140, and it says, NASA scientists have found that cirrus clouds formed by contrails from aircraft engine exhausts are capable of increasing average surface temperatures enough to account for the warming trend in the United States that occurred between 1985 and 1994. This result shows the increased cirrus coverage attributable to air traffic could account for nearly all of the warming observed over the United States for nearly 20 years.
Total propaganda. That has to
be. Patrick Minnis.
What's that?
And that's from Patrick Minnis.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's total propaganda. I saw these, well, I didn't really pay close attention, but from the reports that I've seen, these started, I mean, these plumes, the big lingering contrails started about when? About the mid-90s or the early 90s, was it?
No. I think it started as early as 1988 or 1989,
okay,
according to pictorial records that we have.
Okay.
The big plume, yes.
And the government is trying to convince us that they've been there all along. They're in denial about it. And even when you approach them with the word chemtrails, they say that's a conspiracy theorist word.
Yes.
So now let me go back here for a second. We know that these are causing global warming, and then we've got all these groups that are coming in here and talking about combating global warming, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of going to the doctor because you have an ailment. He gives you a prescription that causes side effects, so he gives you another prescription to offset the side effects, which cause more side effects, and it's on and on and on. Would that be close? Or
That's it. Good definition. That's actually what it is, yes.
Okay.
And see, the other thing that's happening too in our skies, and people call them sometimes chemtrails because what they see are these unusual cloud formations. They see unusual persistent jet contrails, and what they do is they've named them, and it doesn't have a real definition, but they've named them chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when they raise those issues with their local elected officials and their state senators and congressmen, as well as federal senators and congressmen, the Air Force then is directed to write letters for many of them stating that the word chemtrail is a hoax, and thereby your elected officials don't have to talk to you about this subject because you've been duped by a hoax. So it's one reason I don't use the word chemtrail very often, because I don't want another letter from Senator Dianne Feinstein of California telling me, having the Air Force write me a letter that this is a hoax. So we've had to change our vocabulary so that we talk about persistent jet contrails. We talk about these unusual formations. We're talking about, in other words, chemicals that we're seeing showing up in drinking water supplies here in California and Arizona and other states. And we're talking about real tests, not tests taken by individuals, but tests taken by government agencies.
And
so these tests support the conclusion that we're having increases in barium, aluminum, manganese, magnesium, strontium, and chemicals along those lines.
So what would happen if we called them metal trails instead? Listen, we've got to take a break here. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Rosalind Peterson, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave CN3. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind, we have a long segment coming up this time, so I promise I won't cut you off for at least 15 minutes. How's that?
Oh, that's okay. We can talk back and forth.
Okay, listen, there's a caller who's asking, who do we contact to hold those responsible under arrest for acts against the people? Have you got an answer for that?
Well, the United States Congress, your senators and congressmen have to be able to hold their feet to the fire. And these are agencies of the United States government, and they're agencies like NASA, the United States Air Force, NOAA, the Department of Energy. Then there's some programs that our taxpayer dollars pays to universities that also get us into weather modification programs. There's a lot of ongoing weather modification programs in the United States, over 50 listed by NOAA. These are part of public records. And if anyone wants to get the records or have copies of these documents, they can contact me at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be happy to email, or I will be happy to give you the items over the phone or whatever you need in order to have the documents so you can talk about them. And so what happens is with weather modification now, we've got a lot of private companies who are engaged in weather modification. Your insurance company now can modify your weather using chemicals so that they don't have to pay claims. And that means that they may modify it in one area not to pay a claim, but the weather may get bad somewhere else. So it just necessarily protects them in one area. But they can take 4,000 square miles now and modify your weather. They can feel rain that's going from one area of the United States to another by having it rain out too soon or turn into snow. They did this in, there's programs in Wyoming and there's programs in Colorado ongoing. I think that some of the drought that's being felt in some of the states is because the normal weather pattern is disrupted by these weather modification programs using chemicals also that change our local microclimates and also change our weather patterns so that we don't get the water that we need. So I don't like a company stealing our weather and changing our climate because we may need that rainfall for crop production. Instead of having a drought, we could have normal rainfall if we allowed the weather patterns to progress across the United States more normally than if we disrupt them. One of the biggest ones in the last couple of years has been a plan by five states to put more snow in the Wyoming mountains than ever before, and they did it in 2006. That was a record. And what happened was they wanted the water, guess where, for Southern California. But what about that? But what about that snow and rainfall that would have gone to surrounding counties and surrounding states? In other words, that's my question. We have to have some government oversight, and the oversight that we need to have is from Congress, but we need to make them aware of these programs so that they can protect us and put into place those things that need to protect us.
Well, you know, it's curious. You say that you can go into NOAA, I guess you, Google NOAA, and there's no less than 50 tests that are being run, and all of these tests are involving chemicals that they're putting into these contrails, and it's obvious that anybody that looks up in the sky can see these long-lasting, you know, separating huge billowing clouds of smoke that dissipate, yet the government turns around and calls us conspiracy theorists if we call them chemtrails, and they deny they exist. That, to me, is totally absurd. Listen, I didn't open up the phone lines yet, but
okay.
I've already got two calls here. Would you like to take one and answer a
sure.
question? Okay, let's take a call. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Hello.
Hello, Richard. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Have you got a question for
Right, I just had a quick question. I called Kay Betty Hutchinson's office several times about House Bill 517. I'm sure you've heard about it. And
yes, I have. I waged a blitz against that bill for modifying our weather practically from the end of 2005 all the way through 2006.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so here's my question. Now, you just gave reams of information, and like the gentleman said, a lot of the government officials know about it. So my question is, we have thousands of lawyers. I don't know how many district attorneys, how many, you know, just legal people who know about this. Is there any Johnny Cochran types or Ken Starr types or someone who will take this bull by the tail and stop this poisoning of the population? Because, I mean, the information is there. You've cited endless amounts of information. Why can't we get some trials going with specific names, you know, specific companies that can be indicted, like the tobacco industry? I've seen them get lambasted on C-SPAN, and, you know, they kind of wiggle their way out of stuff. But eventually they were about to trial. I don't know how the money is going to be dispersed in the end, but at least they were eventually put on Front Street at some point. How long are we going to put up with these chemtrails and contrails and poisoning other crops, everything you covered, before somebody, a name and a face, is put to this? Now, I'm not blaming you, of course. You're doing all you can. But who are the arresting authorities that's supposed to be handling this? Ronnie Earl? Can you give us some, maybe we could protest them? I was at the Capitol a couple of weeks ago with Alex Jones, you know, protesting the animal ID, and a couple of representatives came out. And is that what it's going to take to draw these fiends out?
Yes. Yes, we have to take the documents to them, and we have to say that they have to, our congressmen, state and federal, are there to protect us. They're there to determine what our wishes are, and they're there, in other words, to address our grievances. And we have to take our grievances and demand that they take action to protect us and to investigate. And to, if they don't know about the programs, we need to provide them with those documents so that they can see what's going on and understand that this isn't a hoax or a conspiracy theory. that what's happening to our skies and with these programs is real.
Right.
If you need copies of those programs, I'll be happy to provide at least some of them for you to get you started and then go from there.
Right. Well, when I called KW Hutchinson's office about 10 times, I had the document right in my hand. I was reading it to the people. They kept denying it exists. They kept passing me along. Same thing with the CAFR. I called the comptroller's office. They denied it exists. You can present information, but if powerful people, some of these ambitious lawyers who want the big case, is there any way to get a hold of them and get them to step up and do it? Are they so afraid to die? You know, like,
no,
like
I don't
this
think
isn't their
afraid.
Country?
No, I don't think they're afraid, but I don't think that they know about these programs either. It's an educational process to educate the attorneys, to educate everyone about the program, because once we have educated them about it, then there will be people that will step forward and protect us. And at this moment, it's an educational process. Now, I can tell you about U.S. Senate Bill 517. It no longer exists because it was not passed into law, brought before the floor of the House of the Senate in 2006, thanks to an amazing number of people that called about this. But now, if it's going to be passed this year, that type of bill, then they'll have to reintroduce it into Congress. So we're kind of trying to watch them like a hawk to make sure that they don't reintroduce another such bill on the floor of the House or the Senate. So that's part of it. But 517 no longer exists now because it failed to be brought to the floor of either the House or the Senate.
Oh, that's good. It was supposed to be, what, $10 million till the year 2014?
Per year, but that was only the start of it. There was going to be a lot more experimental weather modification. That's what that was.
Incredible. This is like depleted uranium. As Doug Roeke and a bunch of others can talk about it. I mean, I'm not discrediting what you're saying, but I can't believe a power broker like Doug Roeke hasn't informed enough people who should know, lawyers and attorneys, about depleted uranium. I mean, to me, it takes on the same
There's a total media blackout about it, Richard.
Yes.
They've had these think tanks, the RAND Corporation, that have done research on it, and they have propagandized the people to saying basically you could put it on your cereal in the morning. It's not harmful. That's a little bit off topic. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I've got another caller.
You.
Hey, Richard, thank you so much for calling in. What I wanted to do, Rosalyn, I'm going to take one more call here, John in Michigan, in a moment, okay? But first I want to say for the callers, I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second hour, but I wanted to get into, Rosalyn, this HAARP program and the weather modification, because we weren't able to cover that in any detail last time you were on, okay? And I'm sure there may be some other stuff that you want to bring up, and I really, I want to put this information out on the table before we start discussing it with the callers. So let's go to John in Michigan, okay? And let me say, hold the rest of the callers until after the top of the hour, and then I'll open the phone lines up again. John, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Rosalyn.
Yes, hello. Thank you for bringing the subject up. The reason I call is my reception is bad here in northern Michigan, and I wanted to get her website, if I could, over the phone before I mentioned the question I wanted to talk about.
Okay, go ahead, Rosalyn. Give me the website.
Okay, it's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. All spelled
out. Okay, great. Your gentleman in Texas, too, they have a department right there in Texas that is specifically for weather modification. If he goes to the government departments, he'll find that they have a program going there. So he can use that as some information to get to the Congress people, too. And also, Scott Stevens, are you familiar with Scott Stevens from WeatherWars.info?
Yes, I've met him.
Okay, well, his concern right now is that it's they're going after the food source, and they've wrecked the crops up here in northern Michigan for the last 6 years. I've been following chemtrails since 1997 up here, and it's been heavy ever since. So we have usually great weather, and every time the sky gets blue, we have these chemtrails. I've had a cough for 6 weeks. I had to go to the doctors and tell them what to prescribe because he says, we don't know what to prescribe for this. It was doxycycline, and he went along with me and agreed with me, and it's working. It's just a total control of food, I believe, and also contaminating the surface. Monsanto has a program, so that only their genetically modified foods will grow. I'm glad you're on this project here. I expose it here as much as possible in northern Michigan, and it is an agenda to manipulate. Also, there's one gentleman it talks about the Japanese and the Russians getting involved with Tesla's technology and doing a lot of controlling of our weather through that.
Well, I don't know so much about the controlling of the weather by other countries because that hasn't been a focus, although I know that American companies are involved worldwide. So what I would suggest, if you'd like to, you can get in contact with me. My contact information is on that website. If you'd like to get in contact with me, I'll give you some additional information which will arm you for more education of the public and your elected officials.
Was that skywatch.com?
Yes, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
My son is out in L.A., so he'll be happy to be able to get him informed on what you're doing, too, out there. So God bless you.
Hey, thank you, John.
Thank
you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, well, now, where were we?
you wanted to talk about HARP.
If you recall last time I had you on the show, we were going to get into that, and we got a little bit about the weather modification, and then all of a sudden the phones lit up, and that was it. The questions were all over the board, and we ran out of time. So I've got this. I was looking through some of the emails that you had sent me a few weeks ago, and the HARP project, you know, is part of the Star Wars Strategic Defense Initiative, but it has the ability of potentially triggering floods, droughts, hurricanes, and earthquakes. And when you're talking about this thing up in Wyoming with them controlling the rain. This HARP project, have they been using this to modify the weather on an ongoing basis for several years or what?
Well, it's a secret program. They don't like to talk about their experiments. We know that they can superheat the atmosphere with what they call, and this is in Alaska, by the way, for those of you who don't know about HARP. This is a program in Alaska, and they took and they built this huge, it's a site that has this phase-based array, which means they can direct a whole lot of energy into a very small focal point. And what happens is they can superheat the atmosphere to thousands of degrees, and they can conduct a wide variety of experiments, even to, we believe, controlling the weather and changing the jet stream so that the pattern of the jet stream becomes very wild and unpredictable. So what happens here is this program is done in conjunction with NOAA, NASA, Department of Energy programs, where we take rockets. NASA sends up rockets loaded with these canisters full of chemicals. And these chemicals are barium, aluminum, strontium. And what happens is when these canisters and lithium, there's a number of chemicals that they pack into these canisters that are released at different heights in the atmosphere. And these canisters are superheated at these different heights until they burst. And once they burst, they do testing to see, in other words, different atmospheric type testing. HARP is involved in this project. The Air Force is involved in this project. NASA is involved in this project. We have the documents. And what happens is that when you release those chemicals eventually come down, and they contaminate our air, drinking water, soil as well. And if they're using HARP to modify the weather, change the jet stream, experiment in our ionosphere, what happens is that we have no control over their experiments. We're not even to be told what the experiments, what they're going to be doing with some of these experiments. And what happens is that this is changing our atmosphere above us, and it could have tremendous implications, and there's no government oversight. There's no public oversight on these programs. So not even when they send up these canisters, we're sometimes advised in newspapers once in a great while, we're advised on the Internet they'll put some of the programs on to say all the wonderful things they're doing, but they don't tell us what impact this really has because the envelope around us, our atmosphere, is very, very fragile. It protects us, and it sustains life here on Earth. Once we start changing and altering it, we have no idea of the long-term consequences or the synergistic impacts of these various programs. So there's not just one program going on. There's several in conjunction with each other.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosalind, but when they are putting particles, metal particles in the air, such as aluminum, barium, you know, we got strontium, these, and you combine that with this HARP, and I'm reading a little bit about HARP and the, you know, them talking about it being a Star Wars project and, you know, the technology with which to alter the weather. These particles that are going in the air actually make the air more subject to electrical conduction. In other words, if they were to use a pulse weapon or a microwave, some weapon, okay, this would make, this would enhance the usage of that weapon. We got to take a break. Hold that thought, okay? We'll be back in three with my special guest, Rosalind Peterson, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. This is another short segment coming up. And, Rosalind, I want to clarify that I had a question for you, which may or may not be within your expertise. But, you know, the aluminum, barium, strontium, the particles that they're continually putting in the air through these plumes, it obviously would electronically charge the air because it is metal. And so my thought is that, you know, like with a cell phone, you've heard these stories about how cell phones, with, you know, you can fry an egg with two cell phones put together over a period of time. And I'm wondering, would this have an effect, these aluminum particles, on a person's health? And would it electrify the atmosphere? If there were an agenda involved with some kind of electronic weapons that they may use in the future?
Yes. Yes, it would. And a part of it is that aluminum impacts human health. It also impacts tree health, because if you get too much aluminum in the soil and what we now have is increasing acidity with rainfall, it means that tree roots absorb this aluminum. And once they are able to absorb the aluminum, then they die slowly, but they die like they're just like from strangulation.
I see.
And because they can't uptake enough water and nutrients to survive, so it weakens trees. And so there's a lot of these chemicals. Barium has human health effects. In other words, strontium is radioactive for sure and has human health impacts. So the chemicals that they put up do come down, and they do have impacts on human health. What I'd also like to say is that we're not sure what's in all of the plumes that people are seeing or the different types, because we don't know if it's a weather modification program that jet is running. We don't know if it's an Air Force program that these unmarked jets are running. We don't know which planes are attached to which program. In other words, the Department of Energy has programs. The Air Force has programs. The Air Force also releases aluminum-coated fiberglass, which is a health hazard. And so to determine wind direction for military radar test capabilities and things like this. So there's a variety of things that are being released, not just a few. And we have no oversight or control to say how are these particulates, how are these chemicals impacting drinking water supplies, human health, et cetera. And we're very concerned about that.
Right. Well, just on the subject of aluminum alone, I mean, these are microscopic particles, correct? Or not?
Yes. It's
okay.
Particulate, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the aluminum alone, I mean, you know, you've heard tales time and time again of aluminum causes Alzheimer's disease. You know, or is a factor in somebody getting Alzheimer's disease. So
yes, that's what I've heard. And Alzheimer's, since the late 1980s, has been escalating tremendously in California and other states. And I'm sure that there is a related cause, environmental cause, I believe, to some of this.
And the symptoms, and we got into this last time you were on the show, you've got, you know, if I remember correctly, short-term memory loss, you've got headaches, you've got nasal infections, you've got persistent cough, you've got lung infections, flu-like symptoms, this sort of thing. And this is rampant all over the country.
Yes, bloody noses. In other words, there's some belief that we could have ELF or some of these waves that heart produces that are produced that could impact memory as well.
Right. Hold on.
And we know that just normal jet fuel emissions impact short-term memory.
Okay, hold on a sec. Going to take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, along with Rosalind Peterson. We'll be back in 3, republicbroadcasting.org.